At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Several media outlets, including KERA, reported last night that Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez is resigning to run for governor. A spokeswoman later said that while Valdez is considering a statewide run, she has not submitted her resignation and will make an announcement when she decides. The deadline for filing for next year's primary is December 11th. Conservative activist James O'Keefe spoke at SMU last night. His appearance comes after his group, Project Veritas, tried to get the Washington Post to report a false sex assault allegation against Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. Project Veritas reportedly sent a woman who lied to the Post about being impregnated years ago by Moore. The Post videotaped the woman and released it. But at SMU last night, O'Keefe didn't want to talk about the Post incident.
Project Veritas is definitely keeping them honest, and I don't think they should be patting themselves on the back because they actually vet a source. They shouldn't be getting a Nobel Prize for vetting a source. This is what they should be doing.
Project Veritas has been criticized for secretly recording video of conservative targets, such as the community organizing nonprofit Acorn, and for selectively editing those videos.
I was dressed like the pimp. People say, well, you edit the videos. Well, I certainly pretended to be a pimp. You simply say you want to import underage sex slaves and you're a pimp. But the story was effective.
O'Keefe's videos led to the demise of Acorn, although he later paid $100,000 to settle a lawsuit. He's also pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor in a scheme in which he and others posed as telephone repairmen in Senator Mary Landrieu's New Orleans office. In 2011, O'Keefe videotaped NPR executives with a hidden camera. The conservative activist said he won't stop what he's doing. He said his goal was to expose media bias. At the Dallas Museum of Art, two large galleries are filled not with paintings or sculpture, but with video screens. The exhibition is called Truth, 24 Frames per Second. Stephen Becker of our big screen team talked about the show with one of its curators.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. Chris Bogner of the Dallas Morning News is out today, but I am joined by Catherine Broadbeck, who is the Nancy and Tim Hanley Assistant Curator of Contemporary Art at the Dallas Museum of Art, and one of the curators of Truth, 24 Frames per Second, which is now on display there. Catherine, thanks so much for coming back.
Thank you, Stephen, for having me.
This show takes up two large galleries at the museum and features videos and films that I would say maybe blur the line between documentary and video art and some other concepts. I wanted to start by talking about the title.
Sure. So this is a quote from Godard, who was saying that cinema is truth at 24 frames per second. And we are interested in kind of putting these air quotes around truth, if you will, to interrogate the concept of truth and how artists have used footage from real life. So they repurpose footage that may be close to documentary or they're pulling things from the news, but they are kind of putting truth under the microscope.
One of the pieces that will be of particular interest to locals is Bruce Conner's Report, which mixes fragments of film from the Kennedys' visit to Dallas in 1963 with everything from vintage commercials to bullfights and a lot of other things. And on top of the images, we hear sound of news reports describing the scene in downtown Dallas that day.
President's car is now turning onto Elm Street, and it will be only a matter of minutes before he arrives at the trademark. I was on Simmons Freeway earlier, and even the freeway was...
What do you think Conner was trying to say with this piece?
Conner was living in Brookline, Massachusetts at the time, which is the birthplace of Kennedy, and he was really interested in how his assassination was, in a way, commodified by the media. So he juxtaposes footage of the assassination with news media, but also commercials from, you know, refrigerator commercials. You see this, like, lovely lady showing off a refrigerator. So I think he's interested in how these fragments of reality got repurposed by the media in a way to be sensationalist, to sell something, be that an idea or a product.
Now, not everything in the show is heavy. There's a piece by the artist Phil Collins in which he simply asked people from Colombia and Turkey and Indonesia to look into the camera and sing songs by the Smiths.
Kindness is nice.
Watching these people is oddly compelling, but I'm not sure I could put my finger on why. I wonder what you think of the experience of watching this piece.
Yeah, so this is a work that we showed about 10 years ago at the Dallas Museum of Art that was a real crowd favorite. And originally, there was all three countries were shown at the same time. So there was this, I think, really interesting experience of how the Smiths were broadcast throughout the whole world. And even though these people were living in very disparate countries, how we're all listening to the same songs via the radio. So about how people living as far away from Indonesia, Turkey, and Colombia are brought together in song. So I think there's something very intimately familiar because we all know these songs and we have our own memories from our youth of listening to them. But you're seeing someone very different kind of show their own feeling behind it.
I would imagine that this was a tricky show to stage. You've got televisions, you've got giant wall-sized projections, you've got collections of tiny monitors. How did you all think through how these pieces would play in relation to each other?
Usually when you see a lot of film and video works, they're screened on a single projection or a single screen. And we were interested in how these works could be experienced more spatially or sculpturally. So thinking of these almost as sculpture. So giving them real kind of physical presence in the space so that you have to navigate through the space.
If you were to watch every piece from beginning to end, it would take about 6 hours. How do you recommend visitors attack this show?
Yeah, so I think that it's good to make an initial visit and kind of scan the whole thing and see how it works together and spend a few minutes in front of each piece. And you can usually do that in about an hour, a little over an hour. Go and see what you like, make a note of what's interesting to you, and come back and watch the whole thing.
Catherine Broadbeck, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me.
Truth, 24 frames per second, is on display at the Dallas Museum of Art through January 28th. In the forecast, sunny skies, high near 68 today. It's 51 degrees now in Dallas, 44 in Fort Worth and Tyler, and 37 degrees in Wichita Falls.